Log in the back, the back stick or the back log, is that familiar?
I know, we never had that kind of a fireplace. I am familiar with it from reading, but we never used the term.
And did you use?
We did bank the fire at night. The coal fire would be banked, and then in the morning there would usually be enough left to start with kindling. They used fat kindling and started it.
How did you clean the chimney?
Well, so far as I know, it was not cleaned except if birds got in it or something like that, then it would be clean. But I don't remember ours. I don't remember ours ever being clean. Of course, it was clean just locally. Just the hearth, the fireplace itself was clean with just a little hearth broom.
The substance that would
soot.
Soot would never clog the chimney.
No,
I see.
If it was well built, I don't think it did. And these are good chimneys. I still use the original one.
Let's see.
Come in. This is my daughter Susan.
Very glad to know you.
Hello. Your name?
Edward. Mother tells me that you were in Indiana?
Yes,
in
I was.
I see.
Several years ago. I took a year study there.
What field in
linguistics? Well, I had just come out of the Peace Corps, and so I was, had gotten a little bit acquainted with the fact that there was such a field of linguistics. I had taught English in high school before, and I wanted to go to graduate school, and so I thought it would be an interesting field to get into, which it was, but...
You found it more interesting.
Yes, at the time.
I see. Well, that's a wonderful school.
Yes, it is. I don't know how it is now. It was kind of in a transition period at that time, and I don't know if they've been able to. They did not have a strong director or in that area, and they were kind of split between the old traditional point of view and the new one, and didn't have a clear direction of how they were going. And I have not kept up with Indiana to know what's happened at that.
So those tensions.
It usually was the supporters of demagogue politician, is my definition of it.
Mm-hmm.
Bilbo, some of the others, who now seem to be very mild and fine gentlemen. But Bottom and Bilbo wouldn't vomit when I came up.
Did you ever... when you asked sugar and cream, that reminded me of a term. Did you ever hear people drinking coffee without sugar and cream? They drink it barefoot.
No. I'm sure in the South we often drink it barefoot, but we don't designate
barefoot.
That's right.
I think that's a wonderful expression. If you have your whiskey barefoot,
straight.
Just down straight.
Well, are you finishing up in June, or are you going through, you're going to teach again in September at Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
You'll go through the summer?
Well, I'm at the City College in Chicago.
Oh, the City College in Chicago, right.
And, if you want to do some more work in the Delta, that's an extremely difficult place to find native-born informants. Apparently,
I can give you the name of one. I don't know where the hell.
Well, I certainly would appreciate it.
I have a cousin, Dan, who lives in Trivet, Mississippi. And he was born, raised, bred in the Delta. And he also is an interesting person.
And I can tell you the name of another one that is not native-born to the area, but who may know some who could give you one in Cleveland, is Pam, husband of the Presbyterian minister there.
And Jimmy, who is the editor of the paper in Leland, might be a
Pam, Mrs. Wilson, is the one in Cleveland. And she is not native-born, but her husband is pastor there, and that she
was
would
born
know who is.